Time now for our November Headwaters Builders Association radio program here on the Big Q, and we are brought to you this morning by Lakefront Building and Design, LLC. That website to look at, lakefrontbuildinganddesign.com. We're also brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You can reach Ben at, I'll give you the number you can call Ben at, but their website, a good place to start, PellaWI.com. Ben Holtz from Pella Windows and Doors on the line with me right now. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
I hope you're someplace safe. I know you're on the road today, and so yeah, you're pulled over. You're good to go, right?
I'm good to go. I'm on the side of M26 in the UP running calls today, so we're all over the Northwoods.
Yeah, say hey to the UP up there for us all today, Ben. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. First of all, the Pella name is a very recognized, if not iconic, name brand here for building products here in the United States of America. Tell us about Pella. It's been around forever. Why should we be putting Pella windows in our homes, Ben?
Well, there's a lot of great reasons. I would say number one is product quality. It's been at the forefront of windows for a long time, and we stand beside it. One of the biggest contributors to that is our clad wood products. It's the only wood product in the industry where we warranty the wood for lifetime. So.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, because I'll be honest with you, Ben. I see Gina Della on the phone on the TV all the time, and what a great name for a Pella pitch woman, Gina Della from Pella. I think that's pretty neat. But we automatically think of Pella. We think of patio doors. We think of windows, but we don't often think of interior doors. In fact, I probably never thought of that with Pella. So why do you think that is?
Well, we don't do interior doors. I was referring to the wood on the inside of the windows, the interior of your windows and your patio doors.
Okay.
The clad wood series of aluminum clad exterior wood interior doors and windows is what I was referring to.
Okay, understood. So let's talk about some of those products here. First of all, there's a lot of different ways you can go when you're replacing windows in your existing home, or if you're building a brand new home. So how do you even get started with deciding what kind of windows? Because I know you guys at Pella, you have a very wide variety.
Yeah, everybody's got a little bit different needs. I mean, your best way to start is to contact either myself or Dan Sweeney up here in the Northwoods and set up a consultation. And we'll come by and sit down with you, whether that be in person or even on the phone, if that works best for you, and sort of walk you through what you might want based on, you know, what you've had before or the situation, whether it be remodel, new construction, where you're at weather-wise, those kinds of things. Everybody's got different priorities, especially, you know, budget standpoints come into play there as well. And we'll help you figure out what you need.
So there must be quite a swing between the different products. Let's face it, some folks have a ground floor budget. Some people have a penthouse budget. And there's folks that are somewhere in between, which is probably where most of us are. So what you're telling us is Pella's going to have something for any budget, no matter where it is.
We can start you from some basic vinyl you could put in a deer blind all the way up to triple pane with blinds between the glass for a fancy lake home. Whatever you need, we can figure something out for you.
And I think most of the time, Ben, people know if they need new windows in their home, unless you are you just bought a home this summertime. You've never been in the home in the wintertime, and that's where I'm going to bring in my personal experience, because I can tell you this, Ben. The situation on our new house, we've got the thermal pane windows. Most of them are good. I know a couple of them have blown seals, and I'm going to have to deal with that. But what I'm more concerned with is what's on the outside of these thermal pane windows. There's a like for the big picture window, it's a three light window, and there's a huge storm window set up that goes on the outside of that thing, and it clamps onto the outside. And I know that's not the best way to go, but that's what I'm faced with this winter. So what can I expect with a window set up like that? Then we'll make a comparison to what it would be like with a Pella window.
Yeah, I would think that you might deal with some frost buildup on the inside. The thermal breaks on those are not going to be the way, you know, to the standards of what we have these days. Sounds like you might be in line for a consultation yourself this year, eh?
Yeah. Well, what we're thinking here is we wanted to go through this winter and just to see just how good or bad things are. And then in the springtime, when the home shows and all that stuff gets going on, we figured we'll make our decision then. We wanted to get through the winter first. But you're thinking that we're probably going to be seeing some frost and stuff built up on the windows. Yeah, been there and done that, so I may have to deal with that again. when it comes to that home consultation, let's go through that process, because sometimes I'll be honest with you, Ben, I've dealt with some window companies that I would never deal with again. I wouldn't recommend them to anybody. In fact, I worked for one once at a long, long time ago. I know you guys do things different at Pella. So take us through the home consultation if we need new windows at home.
Yeah, if you want to get a hold of a rep, you can either call me directly. My number is 920-857-8229. Or you can get a hold of myself. Or again, we have another rep, Dan Sweeney, in the Northwoods. You could call our headquarters in Green Bay, Verhalen Incorporated, and get a hold of us. And basically, we'll just set up a time that works for everybody. Dan and I both have sort of a milk route throughout the week where we're in a different section of the Northwoods every day. And we'll figure something out, and we'll either come to you or, like I said, do it on the phone and just help walk you through what you might need. We're not in the business of trying to force you into a sale. We don't run a sign now 10% off program type of deal at all. It's more of a, hey, you know, this is what I think you actually need. If you want to replace this, we can. We're not trying to talk you into anything you might not want. That's not our style. We're just trying to help you get what you need.
You know what, Ben? I can appreciate that, because I know some of these situations, they can turn into high-pressure situations. You're just sitting there thinking you're just going to get some ideas and some numbers, and then all of a sudden you find yourself under some pressure to say yes or no today. I'm glad to know that Pella doesn't work that way, because a lot of us, we just need somebody, an expert, to come in, because we're not experts. We need somebody to come in, point out the shortcomings, and let us know what it's going to cost to get it to where it should be. And I think that sounds like that's exactly the way you guys do it, right?
That's exactly what you're looking at. That's what we're trying to help you do.
What if you only need, I know some folks probably want windows for the whole house, but what if you're looking at doing things like piecemeal? How do you work that way? Is it okay just do a couple windows at a time?
Yeah, a lot of people do that. Sometimes a lot of projects, especially replacements and remodels, are done in phases. So if you want one here and one there, that's no problem for us.
So the different types of windows that are available is going to be determined by your budget. What kind of frames do you want? What kind of sashes? All that kind of stuff. How about the trim work? But the glass itself is what's really doing a lot of the work, saving people money on their heating bills and their cooling bills in the summertime. So let's talk about some of the glass options that Pella offers, Ben.
Yeah, we use a low E with argon glass in all of our windows. We have triple pane options in all of our series as well. We also have a sun defense glass that comes into play once in a while, not so often up here in the Northwoods. We pretty much just stick to the low E with argon gas. And then there's certain situations where, you know, you could do triple pane on the north side of your house and dual in the rest of it if you're looking for, you know, to save a little bit of money. Or a lot of times it's never a bad option to go to the triple pane up here.
Huh. You know, I never thought of that option on one side of the house. The windows, the glass doesn't necessarily have to be the same on the other side of the house. That can work a couple of different ways. It can save us some money, but it just might be the most appropriate thing to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, especially in like, a great room facing the lake, you know, it's a lot of exposure and there's a lot of glass, right? So a little extra insulation there might be the way to go, and you might not necessarily need it on your smaller windows throughout the rest of the house that may be, you know, covered by the trees and those types of things.
But you can still get the same kind of matching framework and everything for the rest of the house. The glass doesn't necessarily have to match, but if we want the frames all to match, that's possible?
Absolutely, yeah. Same series of window, triple pane in one spot, double pane on the other. It's something we do quite a bit.
You know what else is a weak spot in a lot of houses when it comes to security is the patio door, especially some of the older patio doors. Ben, I don't know how much experience you've had with some of the older ones, but I know I've had several houses in the past where all I had to do to get in the house, if I locked myself out, if I went up to the patio door, just lifted up a bit on the handle and then slid it, it usually came unlocked just like that.
Yeah, it's unfortunately or fortunately, they don't work that way anymore. You got to actually have a key to get into them these days.
Well, that's a good thing, and I'm assuming that Pella windows are very secure as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We do a lot of sliding patio doors, and our window lines in the clad wood series is Reserve and Lifestyle also offer a hinge door to match the windows, and those are listed as patio doors, but we use them as main entry doors quite often. They're very, very good hinge doors with three-point lock systems on them.
Let's talk about the different maintenance options. You're talking about clad wood. I'm assuming that's clad with vinyl or aluminum or something on the outside, but it's wood on the inside, correct?
Oh, aluminum on the exterior, wood on the interior. That's probably our workhorse series up here. That's what we do the most of. And then we have Impervia fiberglass, which is a true woven fiberglass, interior and exterior. And then we also offer a vinyl series, a 250 vinyl. Those are, again, vinyl interior and exterior windows.
I'm going to assume that the wood windows on the interior might need some maintenance every like 5, 6, 7, 8 years or something like that. Not very often, just to maybe patch up some scratches or something like that in the finish. But on the exterior, those things are good to go forever, huh?
Ready to rock.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of us don't want to have any that kind of maintenance. We don't mind a little bit, but we can cut it out on maintenance. That's always a good thing. Ben Holtz is from Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin here, and he's our guest this morning on our Headwaters Builders Association program, brought to us by Lakefront Building and Design. That website, lakefrontbuildinganddesign.com, and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Once again, if you want to get a hold of Ben, here's his number, 920-857-8229, or just go to their website, PellaWI.com. What's on that website, Ben? Now, what are people going to find when they get online?
Yeah, you should be able to navigate through all of our options for windows and patio doors. Get to see the series, the hardware options, the color options. It'll take you through pretty much everything you need to see. Can be difficult to navigate, but somebody at either of those places that you told them to call will be able to help you find it.
Okay, so that's a good way to start. Now, when it comes to some of the bells and whistles, just a couple more things. I know you got to get going, Ben, but when it comes to the bells and whistles, one thing that I've noticed, because I've done some looking already, Ben, I've got a little bit of background here. I think that Pella windows are some of the coolest and the most innovative windows out there on the market. There's so many little bells and whistles that just make our windows that much better. Can you please tell us about a few of those?
Yeah, I think maybe the biggest one that we use the most is the blinds between the glass option. In our lifestyle series, in the triple pane, the third pane is a hinged glass panel on the inside. And basically what that allows you to do is that can be popped open and swung open on a hinge, and you can have blinds or shades between the glass there. Those are really, really advantageous for controlling how much light is coming in and out of the room without having a loose exposed blind on the outside that, you know, gets dusty or gets damaged by, you know, pets and those types of deals, or even just everyday life. I know that every time I've ever had shades and blinds in my house on the outside, they wind up getting dinged up pretty quick. Having those on the inside is a good option for you.
And any other kinds of those kind of bells and whistles, Ben?
Yeah, the Easy Slide Operator is another big one for the Impervia line of windows. That's our fiberglass line that I mentioned before. It's for the casements. Your crank out window, instead of having a crank on it, it has a little tab on the left side that you can open the window and close the window with 5 pounds of pressure. You just sort of slide it up, and slide it down like an old dial on a radio or something. You just slide it down to open, slide it up to close, and you can get it 35-inch wide by 73-inch tall casement to close and open with 5 pounds of pressure. It's very slick.
That sounds very cool. What about cleaning the windows? How easy is that when it comes to Pella?
Yeah, absolutely. It depends on your series of windows. All of our double hung windows, especially on a second level, are the easiest to clean because you can tilt both the sashes in and be able to clean them from the inside on a second level. That's nice.
Yeah, very nice feature. And as far as the Headwaters Builders Association is concerned there, Ben, why is it important that you guys are members of the Headwaters Builders Association? What do you think?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to get a bunch of people who are in the same business together and bounce ideas off of each other and just stay on the same page about what's important, and being able to get information from other companies, subcontractors that come in and speak, and just make sure everybody has correct contacts to help each other out.
Yeah, that's a good reason, and it usually ends up saving us money on this end, too.
Absolutely.
Dealing with people that know what they're doing is usually the best way to go. That'll be save you money in the long haul. Ben Holtz, I know you're on the road. I know you got other things to do. Did we cover everything here? Is there anything else that you'd like to point out here quick before I let you go?
I think we got a good basis on it today.
One last question is, when it comes to getting somebody into our home for a consultation about what we might need or want, how far out are we on that?
Depends on the location. Again, like I said, today, you know, I live in Minocqua. I'm in Minocqua on Tuesdays for the most part. I'm in Eagle River for the most part on Wednesdays. And on Thursdays, I'm either north by Presque Isle area or over in the UP today. So it just kind of depends on, it could be that day if it works out that way. I would say, to be fair, probably within a week, though.
That's not a bad wait at all. As far as getting our windows, then, I'm sure that differs between how many different windows and different size configurations and stuff. But generally speaking, how far out from the time we sign on the dotted line to we're looking through our brand new Pella windows and doors?
Varies throughout the year, but I would say a safe bet is somewhere between 4 and 6 weeks for
okay.
most things.
So start planning ahead. Ben Holtz with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Ben, thank you for spending some time with us. Safe travels up there in the UP today, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, absolutely. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Ben Holtz from Pella Windows and Doors. Once again, you can call him directly. He says, give me a call. Let's talk windows. 920-857-8229. Their website is PellaWI.com. Our program also brought to us this morning by Lakefront Building and Design, LLC. Their website, LakefrontBuildingAndDesign.com. And thanks to the folks at Headwaters Builders Association for making it all possible here on the Big Q.